Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. We're your hosts.
I am Dana Pereira.
And this is Brimstone. And today, I'm going to tell you something right now. First of all, super freaking excited. I almost cussed. You know I'm allowed to here? But I stopped myself.
Have you been to this show before?
I know. So as of now, we've already gotten to hang out this past weekend because we pre-record. But as of recording, I'm psyched that we get to hang out this coming weekend. It's going to be so much fun. And I want to say, I don't know if you've noticed, but I have raised my camera here because the last few episodes.
You've been watching the video?
Yes. The last few episodes, I was getting really annoyed because I'm like, God damn it, I look uglier than I normally do. And it's because I'm having an issue with my studio computer. Not that there's an issue with any of the components, but we did an upgrade in the Grindhouse studio. And what happened is everything that made it so that I can use the studio computer to do my show with you is all discombobulated. So until Alex can get in here and fix that and spend
God
the time.
Damn it, Alex.
So I'm like using my laptop setup with my Beyer Dynamic, my Fox mic, which I love for touring, but I don't necessarily love.
But you needed to raise that camera a little bit. You needed a 12-year-old girl to come in and show you that you need to have the angle right. You got to be up here. You can't be down here.
I don't need the 12-year-old girl. I'm a 49-year-old man and I know my angles, but I didn't realize it while I'm sitting and you know, doing the thing. So now I raised it up so I can look hopefully a little bit better.
You're very svelte right now. You look very good.
Thanks. Not so good. I had a double Big Mac yesterday. Was not my best day. Yeah.
Listen, you know how I make myself feel better about having Big Macs? Because I fucking love a Big Mac.
Oh, they're
like,
so good.
I love a Big Mac.
No free ads, McDonald's. You should pay us.
I eat the Big Mac without the bread. Like, I stack all of the burgers and all of the sauce and everything, and I just eat just like that.
That's what I do. I have been doing, like, in recent times. But you can't not eat the middle bun because the middle bun's got all the sauce on it.
I scrape it. I take the middle bun and I scrape all the good stuff off onto the meat patties. And I mean, I realize that I'm not doing a whole lot of good with the way that I'm eating these, but it does make me feel a little better. So.
Yeah. Well,
I
know.
I get to have a Big Mac.
There was this bodybuilder, huge name bodybuilder. I'm just not, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, but we used to work out with each other at Gold's Gym years ago. And it would be crazy because two things always weirded me out with him. Okay. Mm-hmm. But made a tremendous amount of sense. One is he would always do high reps, really low weight. So he'd be doing like 50 reps, but with like 15 pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, and he said to me, he goes, when I asked him about that, he goes, it's not, you know, I don't want to gain anything at this point. I'm already where I ever wanted
where he
to be.
Wants to be. He's maintaining.
And it's just for maintenance, right? And then every time that he'd finish in the gym, this was like almost every day.
Oh my
day,
God,
mind
he's
you.
Finishing in the gym?
What? Oh, Dana. Dana, young lady. I don't know who's worse, you or Alex. I just had like the same type of conversation last night on WBS. Holy crap. I'm just going to make a compilation of all you dirty, nasty people. Just kidding. Because I'm not too far off. So what do you call it? So every day he would go over to McDonald's and he would get like 6 or 8 patties, stack them up, and he'd eat the patties just like that. And I'd be like, why would you eat McDonald's after he goes... Because all it is I'm only eating the protein and it's inexpensive to keep up with, you know, like I can't go out and afford steaks every day, you know, like that wouldn't make, you know, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But he would go and get like, eight, I think it was like a stack of like 8 or 10 patties. Maybe it was like, it was a lot. You know, and that's like $10 and it
and
is
just
what it is.
Down
And
the protein. All right.
Down the protein.
Okay.
So, you know, so us eating the food, the McDonald's like that, not such a bad thing. But anyways, I have an update for you, my dear.
You
I don't
do.
Know if you knew about this. But you remember our pal Wally?
Wally, the emotional support alligator.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I still like the story I'm going to tell you is sad, but
oh,
I
no.
am. But I am still, you know, very smitten over the name. I laugh
Wally
every
is
time
a great
I
name.
say it.
My next foster dog is I'm going to name him Wally.
Oh Lord. Oh, please don't. So basically, you know, just for anybody who did not hear last week's episode, go take a listen. But what do you call it? There is a guy who owned an alligator and he considered it an emotional support alligator. Now, after a little bit more deep diving into Wally, Wally, he, what do you call it? He was actually pulled out of Walt Disney World. So that he, when he was like 1 year old, so he, they didn't have him where he was just a little baby, but he was still like a little baby. But
well,
it
see,
was
is
apparent...
that why they named him Wally? Do you know? Because Wally is a Disney
maybe.
Movie.
Maybe, yeah, yeah,
ooh,
maybe.
Okay.
So he they named him Wally. And the guy was like, the owner was like, this gator is not like any other gator, and apparently he dealt with them. That's why he was there. You know, it was,
yeah.
You know, I guess he literally has dealt with these all his life. And he's like, I've never dealt with a gator like this before. He's never once tried to bite myself or anyone else. You know, it's such a good-natured alligator. So anyway, he was in, I believe it was in Georgia. They were on vacation. They take the gator everywhere. Remember last week we were talking that they tried bringing him to a Phillies game, couldn't get in. But what do you call it? Apparently, the gator went missing, which is what we discussed last week. We kind of poked fun at it. But apparently what had happened, which I had said, oh, I wonder if somebody was pulling a prank. Apparently somebody was thinking that they were slick and they swiped the gator thinking that they're, you know, having doing a prank or, you know, that it's a joke. And what do you call it? Basically, these people stole the gator and then took the gator and dropped it off into some random person's yard to, they like to do that to terrify
to
them.
Terrorize
yeah,
them?
To terrorize them.
Oh my
and
God.
Yeah, and basically what happened from there, they got the owner of the house apparently had contacted the DNR. I don't know what that is, but that's what they're called, the DNR. Then the DNR called the, what do you call it, the trapper. Trapper came and got Wally, and then Wally was dropped off in a swamp with about 20 other gators that same day. And what do you call it? He dropped him off. Now, again, it's not the trapper's fault.
Of course not. He didn't know.
No, the trapper went and did the trapper's job.
Trappers
which
be
is
trapping, man.
Yeah, that's their job. At least they didn't kill him. But what do you call it? No, the big issue here is this gator has never been out in the world. It doesn't know how to hunt for itself. It's fed. Does not how to handle himself around other gators. It has not been in that type of situation. So, you know, when you're saying that it was just dropped off into a swamp, which they described as very large, you know, it's slim chances that this poor animal is going to make it because it was domesticated, which is why like sweetbriars, you know, who I deal with a lot.
Yeah.
There are some animals that they can release back into the wild. But others that they're there forever. It's their forever home now.
Right.
Because
yeah. Because
be
otherwise
acclimated.
They'll die in the
right.
wild.
So the sweet, sweet gator apparently was dropped off into the wild because these assholes decided to
and so
try
they
to
never
play a
got
prank.
Him back, huh? They're still looking for him.
So they went to the swamp. They created some search parties. They've been out there looking. That as of this point. This is only a couple days ago, mind you.
Yeah.
Now, when this comes out, it's been another, you know, few days. But this
maybe
is only
we'll
like
have
4 days
update.
ago.
Hopefully
4 days ago,
update.
Yeah. That they've been sitting and looking for the gator. They as of this point, they have not found him. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens.
I hope that Wally gets himself a gator mama and she is like, you know, showing him the ropes. And but what happens if they do find him and all of a sudden he's like, I'm not domesticated anymore, bitch. I'll cut you. You know,
it could be. It could be.
Yeah,
it could be like that. I think it takes a little bit longer than that, but I don't know. You know,
I don't know. He's got his instincts. Maybe his instincts will serve him well in the wild. I don't know if you'd be hugging a gator that's been in the wild after, you know, a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Well, this is as of Wednesday, efforts have been unsuccessful. Now, again, I think this is last Wednesday. Let me just check the date. This was on May 5th.
Okay.
So May 5th this came out.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know if
That's
anything
really
is
sad.
Anything else has happened. As far as I know, it's not a good thing.
We'll be keeping
So
our eye on it. We'll be keeping our eye on it to see if Wally gets rescued or not. I mean, what if it's like a prison, you know, and he needs a jailbreak, man. He needs to get back out of prison.
I know, right? I don't know, man. Listen, it just sucks because pets in general, you know, you love your animal, and yes, it's a little bit of a different type of an animal to love and be loving on, but you know, it was his animal nonetheless, and he loved his animal, and to have it be taken from him like that, and in such a way, and it's just awful. I mean, some animals are assholes. I got to tell you, you know, some animals are assholes. Cats are assholes.
Totally.
You know.
They know all of your secrets, right? Like, do you ever just whisper to Jasper? Dude,
a couple
mom's
times.
Being a little bitch today, or
no, I never say that.
Never that. Never,
I never
ever
ever
that.
say that. No, no.
I know.
I would not.
Dana's being a little bitch today, Jasper.
Oh. She's obviously on the rag. No, I'm just kidding.
But you cannot trust all of your pets because if
what
you
do you
are
mean?
like this person and you have a parrot, that parrot will rat you out to your wife when you're cheating with the housemaid.
Wait, wait. Hold on a second. What are you talking about?
There was a guy in Vietnam. Vietnam?
Pinkies
Vietnam?
up on this.
Vietnam?
I gotta get some tea.
And he and his wife were together. They had a pet parrot.
Okay.
And eventually they got really, really busy. They had a successful furniture store. They decided to hire a maid to come in and help with like the chores and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Eventually the wife started to get a little suspicious that maybe he was cheating. He was acting really weird around the maid for a little while.
Really?
And then she heard the parrot muttering some weird phrases.
Was it na 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 getting jiggy with it? Nah, nah. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I don't know.
I had
I
to
think
do
it was more like take me daddy or something like that. They don't tell me exactly what the phrases were, but this parrot was muttering these phrases that led the wife to believe that the husband was cheating. So she sets up a camera and catches her husband and the maid in the act, all because this parrot was saying these phrases and totally ratted him out.
That is insane. So they didn't say what phrases, though?
Not that I saw. I mean, I could have missed it while I was going through the article. But no, they just said that he was saying phrases that, I mean, I'm sure we could draw our own conclusion as to what this parrot might have been saying. But no, they just said that he was muttering some sexual phrases, phrases that you wouldn't commonly hear around the house unless you were doing the nasty.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
But wouldn't he didn't say, you know, well, it must have hurt us getting it on or something like that?
No, because these were phrases that she herself did not use. You know, like there's certain
Wow.
things that, you know, maybe you say, maybe you don't say in the bedroom. But if you hear something that's sexual in nature from a parrot,
Right.
that isn't something that you have uttered yourself in the bedroom, my ears would perk up a little bit too. I'd be like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Wow. That's insane. That's insane. Apparently, you know, and I don't want to go into it because we have, you know, limited time, but I just saw another thing right off where that was, because I just looked up what you were talking about. But it says Another one, Parrot's Big Mouth gets Indian men life sentences. A woman's killers were convicted 9 years after the murder. How crazy is that?
I am dying to know how many times a parrot has either gotten somebody in trouble or like convicted or like there's parrots.
Wow.
They don't give a fuck.
That's crazy. Yeah. And they don't even, they don't want, first of all, you'd like
They're
to say
repeating.
They don't know any better, but they know. They know.
You
They're
think?
Little assholes. Oh, yeah. So I had a military macaw and I loved him. So I had. When Samantha, my oldest, was born, I had to give up, the bird. So I gave him to my mother. And,
Yeah.
even though my mother didn't handle him, because he was just so big and, she would let him out or whatever. And then, have to chase him back into the cage with a broom. But he was,
broom.
Yeah, with a broom. Like she wouldn't hit him, but she'd be like, okay,
yeah.
go. Because
yeah,
he
she'd
would want
shoo him, shoo
yeah,
him into the cage.
yeah. But he, he would sit and he would talk and all the time. And he would actually say things that were going on in the house. Not that there was anybody else in the house except for my mother. But for a while, the person she was seeing, whatever. So her name was Cindy. So he would say, Buggy would be like, Sin, calling her, And then he would be like, Mom, like if
Oh
I was
my
in there
God.
talking.
Yeah.
So, it was, let me tell you, man. But he was a little a-hole, He'd do things on purpose.
Oh, Mike, I actually
And
love
laughed
that.
about it, by the
It's
way.
also the reason that I will not ever have a parrot because they will sell me out. I mutter around the house way too often to have somebody repeat me.
Motherfucking son of mother, son of
Yeah.
mother. Oh, yeah, no, that's crazy. I think it's crazy. And it's, why is, I gotta ask, why
Yeah.
is it always the maid? Why is it always the maid?
Easy access. That's my two cents. Easy. It's the maid or the nanny. It's whoever's in front. It's easy access. They're
But
already there.
but I mean, it's just weird,
Well,
right?
so in this article, the maid actually initiated sex with the husband because she wanted a raise.
Well, she got a raise,
She
apparently.
sure did.
She got a different kind of raise, but she got
She
a
went
raise
from
on,
2 to 4 inches.
Wow. Ay, 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 ay. Well, I wonder what's happening. What that poor bird probably got cooked.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder what parrot tastes like.
Oh my God. Did you,
Crow. It tastes like crow.
Yeah, it tastes like eating crow. What do you call it? Did you watch the Tom Brady roast this past week?
I did watch the Tom Brady roast, and I'll tell you, I did like there were times the first half of the Tom Brady roast, I was cackling. I was
Oh.
laughing so hard.
Kevin Hart destroyed.
I could
Destroyed.
not help myself. And then as you got through more to it, stuff started getting pretty racially charged. And I was like, oh my God. Like I was like so many times I was like flabbergasted by stuff.
Oh,
But
yeah.
wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and let me tell you, for those of you who did not watch, Tom Brady was married to Gisele Bündchen. Gisele had told him, okay, you need to retire. This was a while ago. And then he said, okay, he retired. And then he went right back into it. And she's like, all right, well, this is that. That's it. She wound up sleeping with, or allegedly, I'm assuming, since they were talking about it so much, slept with this jujitsu guy.
Well, she didn't sleep with him, but there were rumors because they hung out a lot. So
well,
there,
together now.
maybe she slept with him then, but it was just like they were together. He was her instructor, just like the other girl was the maid.
The maid. Well, yeah, but why? I don't see her going and cheating on the guy. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But they apparently, when she's ass hurt about the whole thing. So there's like article upon article upon article about that she and the kids were affected by his irresponsible roast. Just so you're aware.
I mean, That's he did put himself in a position where they just made fun of him nonstop for losing his family to his career, or now he doesn't have a career. But yeah, I mean, that's he set himself up for that. He signed on to have a roast. Like, that's what they are specifically there for. So if she's gonna like face her anger at anyone, it should be him. He's the one that's put himself up for it.
Yeah. And look, you're in the public eye. You know, we're getting torn apart left, right, and sideways from faceless people 24/7. Doesn't make a difference. Matter of fact, what do you call it? Ben Affleck, who did not look like Ben Affleck, by the way. I don't know. Something was going on with that. I don't know if he had something done, but that's what people were thinking. Did not look like Ben Affleck. But what he did say made sense, you know, or, you know, you're in the public eye and people are ripping on you and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you just had one of the best games of your life. And then he goes and he showed me his social media and everything's like, you know, ripping him apart. He's like, totally. And this is how you have to celebrate, you know.
You cannot please people at all, especially when you're Tom motherfucking Brady.
And now here's the funny thing is that, you know, not pleasing people at all. Did you know that Kim Kardashian was booed? I was completely and utterly in shock about that because, you know, like I was, why are they booing Kim? Again, I know she's not necessarily as nice to everybody or in general as I sometimes make her out to be because she was always sweet to me. But like,
I'm sure that she is a sweet person. I also find Kim to be very problematic. I did hear the boos and I was like, oh shit, Kim's getting booed.
Yeah.
However,
her what you talking about?
Management, aka Kris Jenner, had to like call fucking Netflix and be like, edit it out fucking now. And they edited out the boos. And now if you go onto Netflix, it says that this is an edited from its live version or something like that on Netflix. And they took out the boos for Kim Kardashian.
See, I didn't watch it live, but I did watch it like the next day and the boos were there.
Yeah.
So they must have just
It was
done
like
this.
two days later, I think that they did it because it ended up being a thing. Everybody was talking about how Kim K got booed. So then it ended up being a thing. How's that for power? That you're like, mommy, they booed me and it hurt my feelings. And then she's like, I'm going to call the principal. And then the principal's like, okay, we're going to edit the video.
Right. Well, I mean, look, I mean, Tom Brady could have been the one to call. You know what I mean? Because it is.
Anybody
she
could
is one
have,
of his friends.
But come on. Like you said, she also put herself in a position.
She did.
Where she set herself up for boos. Let's be honest. And I'm not saying that this is why she was booed. But she has made her way around some sporting events with some sporty people.
Oh,
there's tapes of it. That's how she got famous, right? Like,
oh, that's from a long, long time ago.
A very long time ago. Absolutely. But she has also dated some sports people since then. Okay. On top of that, she has found herself entangled in a feud with the Swifties. So I wonder how many of those people were Swifties booing her.
Wait, I didn't know she was how she was in a feud with Swifties.
She's
I didn't
in a
know
feud
that.
With Tay Tay.
Really?
Oh my God, she did her dirty. Kim K lied about a phone call. Remember when Kanye West released that song talking about fucking Taylor Swift or something like that? And he said that Taylor said it was fine. But
okay.
So anyways, they did her dirty. So anyways, it's been a huge feud between Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. There's like, it's a whole thing. You're going to have to Google it because we don't have time on the show right now to go through it all.
Right, right,
right. But so there's lots of reasons. Also, I don't know. I don't necessarily love I'm feeling for Kim K because she has to feel so much pressure to be like the thinnest, most beautiful, you know, all of the things. And it's not necessarily a great role model, in my opinion, for regular women. And so I don't know. I just And then whenever you're booed, you call Netflix and have them edit it out. Like, that's just not real life for a lot of people. You were booed. Fucking own it.
I can appreciate that. I'm gonna take it to a different place for a second.
Okay.
The place was jam-packed. Most of the place was filled with other people in the industry.
Totally.
Am I
sports
correct?
People. It was all sports people.
All people in the industry.
And
the
comedians.
Fact of the matter is the people that were in there were all in the industry, and it is unprofessional to have done that. It is unprofessional and wrong to have done that, regardless of your thoughts on her.
I disagree. I think that you're allowed to make your feelings known about somebody. If they're not great, I think that it's okay to be like, you know what? I don't like you.
Yeah. No, I get it. But I just not in a professional situation like that.
Well,
you know what
she did say though that I loved? It was hilarious. I mean, she did a good job. She did
she
a
did
toast.
A great job. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she said something along the lines of like, I know everybody thinks that we dated and, you know, there was a lot of speculation about that. And you know what? I'd never tell. I'd just release the tape.
Right.
It was very, very funny. It was very funny.
I don't know who wrote for her, but she did a good job. And you
yeah.
could tell she was nervous. The fact of the matter is a lot of the roast, a lot of it was hilarious, but there were a bunch of people who was like, all right, who the hell are these people? You know what I mean?
Gronkowski made me so uncomfortable whenever he slammed that shot and threw it on the ground. I was like, oh my God, somebody get this frat boy out of here.
So I swear to God, this, when you're here in New York, you're going to meet him because we're going to have to do a shoot with him. And we're also going to do a shoot with Florin. Those are my two regular photographers, right?
Uh-huh.
But JR, Gronkowski reminded me when he did his whole thing, reminded me of JR. Like,
oh,
when
geez.
JR talked. Like, that's how I was looking at us, and Danielle was like, is that JR talking or is that Gronkowski? I'm like, are you, holy crap. It could have been his son.
That is
so
funny.
I was in awe about that. You don't know him, so I know none of you people probably know him.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you do, I'm gonna be like, okay, watch the clip.
Yeah.
Now watch this.
So, well, speaking of releasing the tape.
Yes.
Did you see, and I know that you did because you sent it to me, actually, the people in the park in New York.
Yes.
That was doing the nasty under a blanket.
Okay. That's got, you know who told me about that? You're going to love this. You know who told me about that?
Huh?
Haley.
Oh!
That's how I found out about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Haley. Oh, poor girl.
She's
poor
like,
girl.
She goes, Dad, did you see what was going on in the city today? I'm like, what are you talking about? No, I've been busy all day. She's like, no, Dad, did you see what happened in the city in the park today? I'm going, no, I didn't. Give me your phone. I'm like, no, I'm in the middle of something right now. I was doing social media. I was like, no, leave me alone. You know, she's like, she goes, Dad, you're going to want to know about this. I was like, fine, here, what? She goes, you're going to want to know this Dirty Little Secrets Club.
I love you, Haley. I love you so much.
And she went to it, and I go, oh, oh, wow, whoa, oh. So, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. So, yeah, and for those of you who don't know, in New York City, which is my backyard, a couple went viral because they were getting it on under the blankets in a very big park where there's children running around the whole nine yards. It was Battery Park. It's one of the big ones in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
And at that time of day where they did it, like that place is jam packed. So, and here's the thing. People sat and filmed it, but nobody called the cops. No, everybody
or like
was
poked them with a stick or anything.
So offended.
Like, I feel like I'd be like poking them with a stick or throwing rocks at them or something, and being like, "We can see you."
Yeah, like, look. Let's be honest here. Most people, if they've got some kind of a decent sex life, at least most people have done it in public at least once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The whole key, though, is to not be an exhibitionist about it. To kind of find a little place that's off the beaten path and perhaps do it there where nobody else is around. Now, again, I understand they're under a blanket, but when you can blatantly see what's going on,
yeah,
and there are kids running around, that's the wrong place to do it. It's the wrong thing to do.
That's a big no-no. That's a
Read
big
the
no-no.
Signs, folks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, no nakedness.
No, no fucking blanket porn. Okay.
Oh my God.
No blanket porn.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Like, and they were all filming. Everybody's filming it. They're filming, but you know, like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't understand why nobody did anything about it. Like, definitely, I mean, throwing rocks at them could have even been fun. You could have tried to hit them right in the booty hole, you know? Like,
I know, right? Like, come on now.
Yeah, 10 points. 10 points.
10 points for a booty hole hit.
Yeah.
That's just disgusting. What do you call it here?
I have to wonder, though, like, did it say if they were, like, on drugs or anything? Or does nobody know because nobody did anything about it, so we don't even know who these people are?
Honestly, I mean, nobody, as far as I know, nobody knows
who they were.
They were. So
I have to imagine that if that is something that you are doing, that you are not of like complete competent mind.
You're not of sound mind.
Like, were you on drugs? Were you day drinking? Was it ecstasy? Like,
right.
Because if you weren't on drugs, that's even a bigger problem to me.
I don't know. Listen, online, what do you call it? It's been viewed at the point of the article that came out. It was viewed more than 51 million times. You know?
Holy shit.
People had a lot to say, but ain't nobody did nothing about it. You know, like, call the cops if that's the case. Now people are taking the, because they came up for air a few times.
Uh-huh.
So now people are actually taking screen captures of their face and trying to figure out who they were.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I think that's disgusting. Like, you know,
I have not seen the video.
Yeah.
But these people, if they get figured out, and they will, because if that many people are watching
yeah.
it, there are internet sleuths that will find you for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the thing that bothers, look, if it was like a bunch of adults there, that's not good. You know, but, you know,
children.
If there were there's children around, that's what bothered me.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Big problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can get a lot of trouble for that, because what happens then is, you know, you're getting locked up, you know,
yeah.
Like you're getting locked
you
up.
You should not be having sex in a park where there are children. End of story. Like, that is just, that's a no. That's
if
a no.
You go into the park, Dana, follow the fucking rules. That's what it is. Parks have signs and rules for reasons. If you don't want to follow those rules, you know what? Fuck around, find out.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, did you hear about the kid that wound up dying at Yellowstone, the hot springs?
It's
a sad story.
It is a sad story.
It's a sad story. But what do you call it? In Yellowstone, this is Yellowstone National Park.
Mm-hmm.
There's the, you know, the falls and what I'm sorry, the springs. It's the hot springs.
The hot
springs,
yeah.
There, they can go up to like 400 degrees.
Holy
okay,
shit.
It gets really, really, really hot. So
uh-huh.
The fact of the matter is that you know, it says specifically there, you know, on signs, do not get too close, do not do that, do not do this, you know, be very, very careful, yada yada yada. And why? So you don't die and you don't get hurt.
It's usually why there are warning signs.
Right. So as of like, I guess now, right now, it's more or less over 20 people have already been killed in the past by, what do you call it, the Yellowstone's geothermal pools, the geysers, mud pots, steam vents, and hot springs.
Oh my God.
Okay. So 20 people seems like a lot, you know, but you got to remember up to like 4 million people visit a year.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
It still feels like a lot, though. I'm still like, oh, I don't want to go there now because I'm afraid of like my kids slipping and falling into a hot spring. I'll be on high alert 100% of the time.
Well, but you should be. But this
yeah.
guy was 23. This is a 23-year-old kid. Him and his sister were deciding that they wanted to do what they were calling, they wanted to go hot pot. I guess they were trying to figure out a place to go bathe
uh-huh.
or something. So
yeah.
They climbed up. I think they climbed up some kind of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? They left the boardwalk. and they went up about several hundred feet up a hill. And it's the guy, it was the kid and his sister, they're both in their 20s, I guess. And he went to reach in, I guess, to touch the water, and he fell in. And what do you call it? Over the course of an hour, he boiled to death. Boiling acidic waters. And everywhere it says very dangerous. It says don't go near it. But what did he do? He went and he goes to reach in, and then he falls in. Now, I'm going to tell you one of my dirty little secrets. Not dirty. But one of my secrets is that I'm not afraid of heights, but I am protective of my kids when they were, especially when they were little. And you know, and Danielle, and if we're high up somewhere, or if there's like a, you know, a gate here and you can lean over the gate, any of that freaks me the hell out. I'm like,
me too.
When the kids were younger and Danielle was holding them, even though she had them good, I'm like, you need to move away from the railing. She knows. She laughs about it. You know, you can ask her about it. She'll laugh. But the fact of the matter is like, no, it bothers me, and there's a reason for it. So the kids act stupid sometimes, and they're like, "Oh, I'm gonna go off the edge," trying to like fuck with me.
But then you got
stupid shit like this, and it's like, well, this is why, you know what I mean? Eric Clapton's kid fell out of a window. How many stories? Which is why in the city now they require bars on windows. Mm-hmm. There's a reason, because some jackass did something stupid, or left the kid out, or did this, or wasn't paying attention. There's a reason for all this shit. Yeah. But anyway, so this is one thing that I felt was, why the fuck would you have done this? The sister filmed the whole fucking thing.
Wait, but was she filming beforehand and then it happened?
Who fucking cares? Drop the fucking phone. Try to get the guy out. Do something.
Well,
right?
So
scream
for help, call 911, do something. Yes, I agree with that. However, there was a similar case that happened in Italy maybe a year or two ago. And this reminds me very much of that. There was a little boy who got too close to a hot spring and fell in, and the mom jumped in after him. And so him and his mom both died because she had jumped in after him. So I don't think that she should have went in after him. That was 400 degrees of acidic water. I don't know how long she filmed that. I don't love that. But if she was filming beforehand and it just happened to catch it, I understand that. I don't know how long she filmed afterwards. I don't know what he was thinking, if they missed the signs, like what the circumstances were that led up to him slipping and falling. Because I'm sure it's wet around there, too. It's probably a slippery surface as well.
And then he sticks his finger in
and it like, I don't know.
Do you hear yourself right now?
Yeah.
Stuck her finger in the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
You're getting really, really dirty on the club right now. I just want to let you be aware. How dirty you are. I was like, that's what she said. And you're like, well, yeah. And then he sticks the finger in. I'm like, what the hell, day?
He's just fingering a hot spring.
All right. Anyway, continue. I had to go there.
It's really sad though that happened. And he's 23 years old. I mean, he didn't even have a chance for that frontal lobe to fully develop, you know?
No. It was the footage they have now. It was too bad.
Oh my god.
That they refused to release or describe the contents of the clip.
Well, because they said that he dissolved.
He dissolved.
They used the word dissolved. Uh-huh. Could you imagine watching a human being dissolve in a hot... I mean, holy fuck. That is definitely going to be too graphic of a video.
Up to 400 degrees can be hot enough to dissolve flesh. Whew. And it was confirmed by the ranger that was there that a significant amount of dissolving happened when the body was analyzed, and they found him. I don't even know how they got him out of there. Like, I don't even know how they got him out, you know. I don't know
also Is this a great idea to release the information that this particular hot spring will dissolve a body? Because that feels like you're giving people ideas. Feels like you're giving people ideas.
Well, they were still okay. Fair enough. And I'm glad you actually said that, because prior to this happening, a couple of years ago, there was a guy from California, nonetheless, who also died, you know, and he entered into the hot springs pool at that, you know, at the geyser basin, which is at Yellowstone as well. He wasn't found until like a few days later, when a shoe and part of a foot were found floating in the water. There's like a 140 degree hot spring. And that was so yes, you can't drop people off because they're going to find you.
Yeah.
They found it with DNA. So it was DNA testing. They found out who it was. It was a 70-year-old guy. And they found it out because it eventually comes up for air. So guys, like,
what a
please,
way to go.
Be careful when you're out there doing things. Don't
pay attention to warning signs.
Yeah, you know, like,
they're there for a reason.
I don't understand people, why they do stupid things.
Well,
right?
Same at the fucking Grand Canyon. There's warning signs everywhere. Don't go out on these cliffs. But guess what my husband did whenever we were at the Grand Canyon?
Seriously?
My God, he's so dumb sometimes. Yeah,
that's not good. That's not good.
I was very mad at him because we were with our teenagers at the time. And I was like, what an example you're setting. Like, I was pissed.
What
I was so mad.
What the freaking hell, man? No, you can't do things like
that. No, you cannot. You cannot.
Like, I don't know. It drives me crazy that my son is driving a motorcycle here and there. You know what I mean? Like, yes. Mm-hmm. I hate that shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, well, listen, guys, that's about all the time we have for the Dirty Little Secrets Club this week. We appreciate you. We thank you so much for tuning in every single week. We've been ranking in the States and in other places. Thank you so much for that. You guys are awesome. We appreciate you. We love you. Hey, Day, you want to just let everybody know the one rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club?
Yes, everybody, the first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is to tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Again, we appreciate you. We love you. We'll see you again, God willing, next week. Follow me from this land. You think we want something from you, you got another thing coming.